T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What is going on? Mark Owens, thanks for checking out the 10-Minute Tailgate Tour. Hope you're having a great week. Happy Thanksgiving week to you. And more importantly, it is hate week. Finally, this is the time of the year where Georgia fans get concerned about Georgia Tech. Unlike Tech fans who worry about Georgia all season long, well, now you can officially talk about, bash, make fun of, do your research on Georgia Tech. Because Saturday at noon, Bobby Dodd, here we go, Georgia and Georgia Tech. Going to be on ABC. We'll get to the game in just a couple of minutes. Give me a follow on Twitter at Marco6262. Also at CFB929. Again, that's CFB929. A big thanks to everybody who's follow along with the 10-Minute Tailgate Tour that have downloaded it and listened to it. A lot of great responses to it. I really appreciate it. This is kind of like my response, in all honesty. We've done the College Football Thursday show for the past couple of years. Me and David Green, then me and Randy McMichael and Tony Schiavone, and unfortunately wasn't able to make it to air this year. Hopefully that'll change next year. So this was kind of my way to say, okay, well, screw it. If I can't get on the air, then by God, I'll do a podcast. It ain't 2 hours a week, but it's 10 minutes, and I guess that's enough for me to get it all off my chest. So again, thank you for checking this out. I really do appreciate it. And we'll continue it throughout the season too. This isn't just once football's done, we're done. No. We got plenty to talk about college football all season long. But a great bounce back win for the Dogs over Kentucky Saturday in Athens. Final score of 42-13. Took a little bit to get going. A little slow to start off. Interception early in the game thrown by Jake Fromm. But in the end, man, Nick Chubb doing what Chubb does. His final run at Sanford Stadium is a touchdown run, and it was just a really good crowd, too. Kind of an overcast day, great tailgating scene, and I won't lie, I didn't get emotional, but I got a little up in my feelings about having to leave Athens for the last time for a home game in 2017. Me and my bride, Gretchen, we got a hotel room, and let me vent for just a second. Like, I'm a capitalist, okay? I'm okay, go make your money. I got no problem with that. But there's a fine line between making money and just price gouging people. Because we've been looking for a hotel room for a while now. And at the beginning of the season, we stayed at the Graduate, which was formerly known as the Foundry, downtown. Great spot. Had a little help with a discount on the room, so that made it even better. Well, this week, I started searching for rooms about a week ago. And, of course, the last game of the season is the senior day. You know, 3:30 kick, that's prime time for people to come up, enjoy their day, have dinner afterwards, you know, stay the night and get up and leave Sunday. They were asking for rooms downtown. You know, $250, $300. Some places asking for a two-night stay. So you're looking at, you know, $600, $700 for two nights for a weekend in Athens, in a college town. And I get it. I know all the reasonings behind the incredibly high prices to get a room for that weekend. But then, like, let's go back to the Foundry. Okay, well, let me go back there and see how much they're charging. They wanted over $500 a night with a two-night minimum. Over $1,000 to come watch some football. And don't get me wrong, it's a great place, but it ain't worth $1,000. So I called the Holiday Inn downtown. You got any rooms left? Matter of fact, we just had a cancellation. I gave up throughout the week, and so then I started making phone calls on Saturday. Called the Holiday Inn. You got any rooms available? I'm on my way up right now. All we do is, matter of fact, we got one room left. Perfect. How much you asking? Well, that's going to be $450. For tonight? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that ain't going to happen. So I thought, you know what, maybe I'm too close to campus. I'm too close. I'm walking distance, everything. Let's go off campus a little bit. So I go over to Atlanta Highway. And over by the Applebee's and the movie theater, and there's a Hampton Inn, there's a Spring Hill Suites. So I'll Country Inn and Suites. Give a Hampton Inn a call. Hey, you got a room available for tonight? Yeah, we do. We got one room left. Perfect. How much you asking? $469. Nope. This is not walking distance. You're still going to have to cab or Uber it to get, you know, to the stadium. Okay, that ain't going to work. Well, right behind it is a Country Inn and Suites. All right, let me give them a call. Hey, you got a room left for tonight? We do. We have a jacuzzi suite. Well, that's kind of funny. Well, how much you want for that one? $320. Nope. $320 for one room about 4 miles, 4 or 5 miles away from the stadium. All right, well, that ain't going to work either. So they made a phone call to Candlewood Suites, way out Atlanta Highway by Cycle World. Guys, you got to please tell me you got a room available. As a matter of fact, we do. Come on in. under $200. There we go. Done and done. I will take it. It was a fantastic room. Huge room. Big old lazy boy right in the middle in front of the TV. Had a full fridge. I think this is like one of those extended stay suites where your wife kicked you out and you need somewhere to live for the week, or B, your parents coming up to see your kids for the long weekend and you just need a little more room. So kudos to Candlewood. Appreciate it. And plus, like a 10-minute or a $10 Uber ride to get back downtown from the hotel. So, you know what? I will pay that extra 10, 15 bucks to Uber it around and save a couple $100. So, and a kudos as well to Grindhouse, as always. They definitely take care of us all season long with their burgers and their beer and their boozy milkshakes. Big fan, big supporter of 92.9 The Game. Now, we know what happened in the game. Well, let me get this off my chest. As a Georgia fan, and Gridiron Now had a great article about this. Sanford Stadium is a beautiful spot. There is absolutely no intimidation at those games. Former linebacker Ryan Rankin admitted on Twitter that the music is stale and it's like a Pandora station stuck in the 70s and the 80s. I agree. Nothing taking away from the teachers, but during the timeouts, honoring the adjunct biology professor for winning the Regional Association Collegiate Professor's Certification Award does nothing for the fan. Good for you, teacher. I'm glad you won that, but I don't care. There's a difference if we bring former players back out. Here's the SEC championship winning golf team. Here's the tennis team. Hey, the basketball team getting ready to play South Carolina this weekend. They're on the field. That's fine for 30 seconds. Here's a soldier. But stop bringing teachers out on the field. Again, that does absolutely nothing for the fan. I love the Redcoat Band. We sit close to it. We can hear them fine, but you can't hear them from the other side of the stadium. There's not enough reasons to get excited at Sanford Stadium. A lot of players have often said that Sanford's not intimidating. Beautiful place, not intimidating. David Green said it. Randy McMichael said it. Aaron Murray said it. The music is stale. They've picked it up a little bit. They have updated the sound system, and it's finally starting to sound better, but they'll play like one rap song, and it'll be some trap song that's current right now, and they play it over and over and over again. Man, we live in Atlanta. Usher, it may be soft, but at least when you heard the first two or three beats of Yeah, you know what it is. Why not more Outkast? Why not more Luda? You know, hell, play Zach Brown if you have to. There's enough options in Georgia. Then it's, all right, TV timeout. We're going to honor six professors. We're going to wave at a couple of members of the soccer team, and the Redcoat's going to play. Kudos to South Carolina. They play Sandstorm ad nauseum. It'll get in your head. It'll be stuck in your head for days on end. But at least they're getting the fans hyped up. You know, they're even bringing DJs into other schools. Do what you have to do because there is a culture change in Athens right now. And if you're going to do a culture change with the team, that has to be reflected in the stands as well. We have to make Sanford an intimidating place to go. That's why they say going to LSU is one of the hardest places to play football because they're on top of you and they're loud and it's exciting. Sanford Stadium will be sold out and people are having fun, but it's not intimidating. Now they got an in-game host, and I've ranted about this before on the air. And again, I don't know her. She does a fine job, but they only use her two or three times during the game for maybe 30 seconds. And she does nothing to get the fans hyped up. She's like, hey, guys, I'm here in section 12. This is our dog section. Everybody gets T-shirts. And that's it. Why are you not getting the fans hyped up? Who wants a T-shirt? Make everybody go crazy. Who wants to be on camera? Everybody go crazy. Let's dance. You know, I have told them before. In my offseason, that's my goal. I've got to finagle my way into that job. I don't know whose ass I have to kiss. You talk about a bucket list moment. Getting 93,000 hyped up before a game. You have such a great opportunity there. If Georgia is going to be a real player now, you've got to do a better job at Sanford Stadium. All right, I'm off my soapbox. One more little rant for you about Florida hosted UAB Blazers Saturday at 4 o'clock. That crowd was pathetic, speaking of crowds. Now, Florida won 36-7 in front of a reported 84,000. But if you go look online, pictures show the crowd to be closer to maybe 50,000, maybe. Florida has a great fan base. They got a great tradition. But 4-6 season has the fans turning their back. This is annoying because the team still needs support. Furthermore, the seniors need your help. The seniors have been there for 4 years now. And now you're going to turn your back after one bad year. Plus, if you're a season ticket holder, you've already spent your money. So what are you doing now? You're just hurting yourself. Hey, I've already spent my money. But I'm not going to go to show them that I'm not happy with this season. Well, they've already got your money. So all you're doing now is just not supporting the team. And look, Georgia fans are bad about this too. You have one bad season and the fans start giving up. Florida, you're better than that. All right, let's get to it. Georgia Tech this weekend. Yellow Jackets coming off a 43-20 road loss to Duke. Georgia Tech is now 5-5 on the season, 4-4 conference record. Bulldogs 10-1, 7-1 conference. Now the opening line is actually moved. It started at like 12.5. Now Georgia's favored by 13 points. Georgia is 65-41-5 against Georgia Tech all time. Yellow Jackets, and they'll remind you, I don't know if you knew this, they won last season 28-27 in Athens. Dogs 247 had the preview saying Georgia's going to win, but it's a game that could very easily go either way. It always kind of depends on what type of season the Jackets are having coming into this game. Georgia Tech returned a lot, and that is tough to deal with. Nick Chubb even mentioned one reason he came back was specifically because of the feeling of losing to Georgia Tech in 2016. Speaking of, 18 years, November 27th, 1999, the last time Georgia Tech beat Georgia in Atlanta. 51-48 was the final score in overtime. 18 years. So if you were just born the last time that Tech won in Atlanta, you could now vote. You could declare for the draft, or you could buy a pack of smokes. Let's hear from Kirby Smart talking about the Georgia Tech game.
Great rivalry game. Just been in the state for a long time. I think they've got a really good offensive football team and a very good defensive football team that is doing a really good job on third downs. I think.
And we mentioned it earlier, Nick Chubb saying he came back to get revenge on Georgia Tech. Here's Kirby talking about the seniors returning for one more year.
I go into each offseason with a plan to talk to the third-year guys. I'll be honest with you, you know, that's not – You really shouldn't be leaving after your third year unless you're going to be a first, maybe a second-round pick, depending on the positions. So I think every year you go into that with that approach, and if they understand what's best for them, then they usually handle that the right way. So I'm really proud of these guys that decided to stay because I think it was the right decision for each one of them individually. That's the most important thing.
Cannot wait. Noon kickoff. You got tickets, let me know. We kind of blew it out for the Kentucky game, so our allotment, our money, our Georgia money is kind of spent for the season, including SEC championship, but we still want to go. Give me a follow on Twitter at Marco6262, also at CFB929. I'm already getting depressed. I mean, we still got a lot of football left, but I'm already getting depressed. I love this game. Thanks so much for listening. Episode 50 of the 10-Minute Tailgate Tour. Hope you have a great week. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for you. Have a great weekend. Go Dawgs.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.